Here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today I am joined by musician Deanne Tompkins. How's it going, Deanne?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Good, good. So getting into your story, your father really did introduce you into music and made you kind of the person that you are today, because he would introduce you to one of my favorite musicians, Ella Fitzgerald,
Yes.
and Sarah Vaughan.
Yes, I just need to correct one thing. My stage name is Deanne DeMayo. No, it's okay.
Oh, Deanne DeMayo. Okay.
Yes. That's all good.
But yeah, so was your father that really got you introduced into music?
Yeah, my father was a jazz singer his whole life, and he used to sing when he was in the army. He used to sing with the boys. The band wanted to hire him, actually. Then he was a deputy sheriff. He used to sing in the prison, the prisons with the boys, and but he also used to sing some of the clubs around here, and then he always sang in the house. So he was a huge mentor for me.
I have a friend who, with his band, went into prison the first time to play, and he said
Yeah.
it was a great experience. It went better than he ever thought possible. Yeah, said it was the most fun he ever had because it seemed like prisoners are welcome. Well, I know they're locked up, but yeah, so
Oh, they loved him
yeah.
because he treated them with dignity and respect, and he used to sing with them, and his nickname was Dempsey. So Dempsey, go, give it to us, Dempsey.
So you also wrote, excuse me, so it was also a couple of songs that you wrote to your dad after I think he passed.
Actually, I wrote a song for my brother who passed, Everybody's Got a Story, which is on my first CD. And I didn't write a song for my father, but I did write a song for my son who passed. That's on YouTube right now. I haven't really re released it yet, but it is available to view on YouTube. It's called William's Song.
Yeah, so I was going to say you had lost a son at to due to a motorcycle accident.
Yes.
Yeah. And the song is out now on YouTube, you said?
Yeah, it's actually, I recorded it actually right here in the house, and it's very emotional, but it needs to get out there because it's talking about loss, and it's talking about how much, because grief, we miss our loved ones very much, and it never goes away. You just get stronger as time passes, and you're able to carry it easier. But the song is about loss, and my faith is really strong, so I truly believe that I will see my son again. So that's what it's about, and I'm going to see him again.
That's one
It's
thing.
called William's Song.
That's one thing I was going to ask you about. As you were writing the song, how did you deal with the emotion of writing it?
Honestly, that took me 3 years because it's been 3 years now. So I wrote that song. Probably within the last few months, but I would record little bits here and there, and then I'd stop because I couldn't do it. But as time passed, because I just want to share with everybody that, whether it's your child, your sibling, your spouse, I mean, there's loss is loss, and
Yeah.
faith is what keeps me, and my
And
daughter. I love my daughter.
your daughter, yeah, absolutely. And so you also have set a you so you had bigger aspirations of the music, but then you set them aside to raise a family.
Yes, I did. When my son was born, I decided that I know women do it all the time, and God bless them. They can handle working and staying at home. And I knew that that wasn't for me. And we were blessed enough where he's my ex now, but we were blessed enough where he could work and I stayed home with the children. And I did that for a long time. And then I started singing, and or so I was teaching at their school, and it was I waited till they were like 5 and 7, and then I went into their school and I started teaching music there, so I was still with them.
Did they like it seeing their mom every single day at school?
At that young age, they did,
Yes.
but middle school it got a little different.
I bet, yeah.
Mom, you're getting too close. Don't kiss me.
I know when I got into middle school, I mean, my parents kissing me, yeah, it's no.
Oh God, don't embarrass me, Mom. But in the
Absolutely.
beginning, I was like, I was mom. I was
Yes,
like,
yes,
yeah, they
yes.
were proud.
And so you also have your new album, or it's your album, right? It's called It's My Time Now.
Yeah, it's right here.
That's it,
That's
right?
the second one. That's the first one. Desperately Seeking Deanne is my first one. And it's that's the one that I have my dad singing two duets with me, Unforgettable and Fly Me to the Moon. And this is my second one that one of my favorite songs I wrote. It's called Stay Here. And this is the one that's out right now. It's called It's My Time,
Oh,
which
I
I
love that
feel
picture.
like it's my time.
So I like the picture on there.
Oh, thank you. Thank
That's great. I love it.
Brianna Blank. She's a photographer here in Buffalo. She did it. She's super doll. She's like 4 feet 8 inches, and she carries this huge camera. She's a doll.
The camera's bigger than she is.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned a song that I really like, Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra,
Yep.
which is one of his best songs. I
Yep.
guess that you grew up listening to Frank as well as me.
Oh yeah. I mean, I grew up with a jazz father, so Ella, Sarah, yeah. Frank Sinatra, of course.
The Rat Pack, the whole Rat Pack.
Yes. And we did a my producer, who Rashawn O'Dowd, he's produced the last three CDs for me, three albums. And he did a different arrangement than you would expect. And my father had to adjust to it. So he was so nervous. This is a kind of funny story. He was so nervous when he was in the studio, because my father always had that shyness, and that's why he never tried to get bigger than he was. And he couldn't keep up with the song. He couldn't stay with the pitch. And he's a great singer with perfect pitch. And so he walks back to the end of the back of the studio. And he's walking back and forth, and he's pacing, and he starts, "Fly me to the moon and let me play." And my producer was like, "Hit record, hit record." That's how we got him.
Did he know
Pardon?
that he's being recorded later on?
He didn't know until after.
Yeah.
When he saw the red button, he would panic, the
Oh
record
yeah.
button.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just one of the best songs ever created, in my opinion.
Oh,
Absolutely.
absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you perform, do you play that song, Fly Me to the Moon?
I
Yes.
do, and I always send it out to my father, in heaven. So he's yeah, he. Let me tell you, he was so proud when I finally went into the jazz world, because I started off as rock, and then I went into top 40, then I did country. I was always singing in church and weddings and funerals and the folk groups. But when I got into the jazz world, he just looked at me. He called me Dolly, and he said, "Dolly, you finally made it." Because that's what he wanted the time. He's this jazz singer coming out to this rock and roll band, this top 40 band. The band's loud, and he's like, "Dolly, I can't hear you."
And so you had mentioned that he could have been bigger, but you said that he's rather well known in Buffalo, where you're at.
Yes,
Yeah.
very heavy shyness. And then, once he had us, my mom and dad had us, like he worked a lot of hours and three jobs just to, my mom was at home too with us, so not much time to sing at that point.
Yeah. So what advice do you give to younger singing people that want to get into the whole music realm?
The first answer always comes out, don't, right?
Don't. Yeah, that's what I get a lot of the time. Don't.
Actually, I don't say don't, because I believe if you have a passion and you really want to do it, you need to do it. Because if you don't, you will go on the rest of your life regretting and wondering. And when you do it, you have to really believe in yourself. You have to love yourself first. And if you have some spiritual being, I love God, so that helps. And you want to surround yourself always around like-minded people and people who believe in you. Because there will be people that will try to bring you down because they don't want to see you succeed. And you just have to keep believing in yourself. And rejection is like, get
Rampant.
used to it. Because music is subjective. So you can sing in front of 10 people and you can get 10 different comments. It's subjective.
You're right about that. And one thing I've also noticed is everything keeps changing like every single second as well.
Oh my gosh, technology is crazy. Yes, I'm constantly trying to keep up with it. And yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find someone else to do it because I know I'm not tech savvy. Anyways.
Oh yeah, I called my neighbor the other day just because I'm like, I can't figure out something, and he's a computer geek, so it was perfect.
Oh, well, I should be talking to him then. But anyways, Deanne, thank you so much for coming on to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
And I want to give one more plug to your album. It's called It's My Time.
It's my time.
It's my time with that beautiful picture on there. All
Yep,
right.
it's my time just because it's, I've given a lot of time to helping others, and it's my time to do my thing.
Absolutely. I agree. Deanne, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.